I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Two men are dead, and police are looking for a driver after a wrong-way crash on the Henry Hudson early today. This happened just before 2:30. Police say a pickup truck was going southbound on the northbound side when it slammed into a sedan near 165th Street. The two men in the sedan, one age 40, one 38, were taken to the hospital, and there they died. No IDs so far. The pickup truck ran away from the scene. The pickup truck driver ran away from the scene, leaving his passenger, a 22-year-old man, in the wreckage. That victim taken to Harlem Hospital. Police are still looking for the driver. So far, no description. Summer Streets is going out with a double. As you've been hearing on 1010 Winds Traffic, the season ends today with events in Brooklyn and the Bronx. In Brooklyn, Eastern Parkway will be closed between Plaza Street East and Buffalo Avenue. In the Bronx, it's the Grand Concourse between East Tremont Avenue and East Moshalu Parkway. Of course, all along the route, there'll be all kinds of healthy activities, all kinds of events and food and things, and they will be open until 3 p.m. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. 4-year-old Patterson girl is recovering from multiple stab wounds, and police are reportedly looking for her aunt after an incident yesterday evening. Police were called to a home near East 24th Street and 10th Avenue on a report of a child stabbed. Neighbor Kima James told reporters.
We just seen the lady, the mommy, holding her daughter, running out the house hysterically, and blood coming from everywhere.
Another person at the scene.
Anything happened to a little kid is not right. But little girl wasn't, she don't look responsive.
The child was taken to St. Joseph's University Medical Center and is said to be in stable condition. Reports say this incident started with a family dispute and police are looking for the child's aunt, who may have emotional issues. Help is on the way for Suffolk County homeowners who have damage from last weekend's storms. Governor Hochul declared a disaster emergency yesterday, saying the state will make grants of up to $50,000 available. She's also set to request an emergency declaration from President Biden. That will open up federal money for cleanup and restoration. Officials estimate dozens of homes had major damage. Hundreds more were affected in some way. County officials urge folks to report storm damage to an online portal on the website. The Tree, a tavern on the green, has been here longer than any living New Yorker. But now it has to come down.
It's estimated to be 160 years old, here before Tavern on the Green, and one of the first trees ever planted in Central Park.
It's a beautiful tree. It's a massive tree.
Tavern co-owner David Salama says it's like taking an arm out of the property. This tree has Dutch elm disease. That's a fungus that could kill it and spread to other trees.
It defines a whole entire section of the restaurant. So it creates a microclimate just because of the size of it that's just incomparable.
The Parks Department says this was a last resort. One life ends, another begins. There are plans to plant a new tree. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Changes this weekend if you ride the number 4 train. The MTA says all Woodlawn-bound trains will skip the 138th Street Grand Concourse stop. To get to that station, you'll have to get off at the 149th Street Grand Concourse stop and transfer to a Manhattan-bound train. The changes are in effect till 5 a.m. Monday. MTA says it is structural maintenance.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.